Hey, Coach, bottom line, of course, is to win, but to win a game without scoring a touchdown, does that at least, you know, granted, allow you to say, hey, we won the game, but there's a little concern over the offense not being able to put the ball in the end zone?
Well, I mean, there's always concerns. I don't care, you know, what happens. You look at the game, and there are things to improve on. You're either getting better or you're getting worse, so we've got plenty of things to get better at.
John, your team, speaking of just that point, got better at the right time last year, and it seems clearly from the results you're getting better this year at the right time, especially defensively. Over the last six or seven games and over the four-game winning streak, what are the biggest improvements you've seen?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that we finished some games out. We had we lost a number of close games early in the year that were, I think it's 12 games have been decided by 3 points or less. And, you know, early on we lost, you know, all but one of them. So we've won those lately, and that's been the biggest difference. All the things that go into that, we've blocked better, we've tackled better, we've covered better. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into that. It's just kind of football across the board.
Obviously, a coach talks about mental toughness, but in that game against the Bengals, they tied it on the last play of the game, and then you guys win it in overtime. And that was at a crucial part of your season. Do you look back on that game and that type of mental toughness and say we learned a lot from that?
Well, I don't know if we learned a lot from it, but we probably discovered that something was there. I mean, I believe we've been a team of resolve for quite a long time now, and you know, how to apply that sometimes is something that you do develop and probably you know, learn as a new group, players and all that. So. Yeah, that was a great moment. Our guys didn't allow it to dictate the outcome. You know, the circumstances didn't dictate the outcome, and they were able to finish it, you know, by making a few plays. So it's usually what it comes down to. If you can make the plays at the end that you have to make, you know, regardless of, you know, the plays that they make, then you have a chance to come out on top.
Hey, John, on defense, personnel's turned over considerably from last year to this, and yet the personality of your team seems very similar as a physical football team. What's the key to maintaining that consistency?
Well, it starts with the players that you have. I mean, we've turned over some personnel, but we've kept a lot of players too. You know, I think if you look at our defense, especially, you'll see a lot of similar faces that have been there for a number of years. So, you know, those guys they become what it revolves around. And then what the other guys left, you know, in terms of expectations with the younger guys, that kind of carries forward. That's what a legacy is all about. So, you know, if we have a tradition of that, then the young guys pick up on that and they become who they are as well.
You mentioned those younger players. How important is it to develop your backups when you lose starters and just, you know, so that they are ready when their opportunity comes?
Well, yes, it might be probably the most important thing in the National Football League. And I think you don't have to look any farther than your own team right there to see the value of that. I mean, nobody's done a better job with the Patriots in terms of replacing players, playing younger guys, putting guys into spots and having them maintain a high standard and win games than they have. And, you know, that's the same thing we're trying to do here. And you try to develop those guys, you know, from the first moment they step on campus, you try to work on making them the best they can be.
Does it seem like there's an unusually high number of backups who are, you know, ascending to starting level for one reason or another, who are playing critical roles league-wide, not just with the Patriots or with your team, but league-wide playing critical roles at you know, the most critical time of the season?
You know, I really don't know the answer to that. I don't. It always seems high. You know, it seems like it's always kind of surprising every year. But then these guys, you know, many of them become the stars of tomorrow. So maybe that's just the way it always is. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see a study on that, though. It really would.
Hey, John, just from looking at the Patriots on film the last few weeks, what do you take away from how they looked with Rob Gronkowski now to not having him in the lineup?
Well, I mean, he's a great player. You know, I think that they've done a great job of replacing and winning. He wasn't in the lineup early in the year, and look at all the games they've won. So I think that they do a really tremendous job as a coaching staff of looking at players' strengths, determining how they can fit into their system, and developing guys that they see a role for down the road, that they see a strength that they can utilize, and having that player ready to go in there and play that role. So they probably morph better than any team in the league as far as, you know, sliding in directions they need to go to put their guys in position to make plays. So they're definitely different. you know, obviously they're not quite as tight end oriented as they would be with him in there. But they go to the other guys. They go to the wide receivers. They go to the backs. They go to the tight ends that will be playing. And they've got a quarterback that's really able to pull that off in a spectacular way oftentimes.
Along that line, in terms of getting ready for this team, they've had the rookie wide receivers out for the last couple of weeks, Aaron Dobson and Kembrell Tompkins and other people in. It's tough to get ready for this team in general anyway, but when you see wide receivers that are injured, you don't know if they're coming back. Is it tough to prepare for?
Well, I was really hoping you guys provide me with some information along those lines.
They were out there.
Yeah, they get it all
those
to
guys
us.
Was.
Call the NSA.
I don't think they have even. I don't think they could even crack Bill Belichick's phone line.
So how tough is it to get ready when you know when you have injury situation, you don't know if players are going to get in there?
Oh, it's much tough. It's tough. You know, that's why coaches don't want to give that information out. You know, and it forces you to prepare for more possibilities if you can hone in on who's going to play. But it's a double-edged sword too, because you know if guys don't play, then you know that's one less guy in the game. But the team that has the injury, at least they know they can expect who to play and they prepare accordingly. The team that doesn't, you know, the opponent doesn't know who's going to play, and it makes it a challenge.
John, I spoke to Dean Pease last year at the Super Bowl a little bit about the AFC Championship game, and he said one of the prime concentration points in playing the Patriots was to be extremely prepared every second after the ball has been spotted for the play to begin. Not a lot of time on defense to be wandering around and wondering what your responsibility is. Is that continuing even though they have some different personnel this year? And how important is Dean and his knowledge in general and of the Patriots specifically to your defense?
Right. Well, that's the first question. Definitely it's important still. They've been in the huddle a little more than they have been in the past, but that doesn't mean that won't change. And one thing about the Patriots is you just never know what you're going to get, whether it's tempo, formation, personnel. You know, they can come out, and I know when one year in Philly they came out and threw the ball 50 straight times on us. I happen to be the secondary coach. You don't forget that. So they never put a running back on the field. So you just never know what to expect, and I think that's one of their great strengths. As far as Dean, certainly it helps. It always does. You know, it's I think we have a really tremendous staff across the board, and our guys, you know, just a knowledgeable staff, an experienced staff goes a long way. And the Dean having, you know, some insight into, you know, their organization or their strategy, I guess, their football, is a big plus. But I don't think it's anything that's a determining factor, because, you know, we played against them so much. They're like a division opponent. They know us. We know them. I think they understand how we like to play the game. Hope that we can, you know, continue to learn how they like to play the game and try to be prepared as you can be.
Coach, just along the staff lines, you brought in a local guy in Steve Spagnuolo this year. And how's that working relationship gone, and what's he brought to the team?
Right. I appreciate that question, yeah. Steve's obviously, we go way back, and he's been a big help, both to Dean and our defensive coaches, but also to me as well with his head coaching experience. You know, I've had a chance to bounce a lot of things off of him. We have such a kind of relationship where he can walk in and say, hey, you know, I noticed this. I think you should be aware of that, or have you ever thought about this other thing? And that's just been tremendously valuable to me and to all of us. Steve's a great coach, and an even better person.
Coach, how would you characterize this rivalry? Do you even characterize it as a rivalry?
Oh, well, yeah, I hope so. You know, when you have, I'd like to think the thing that defines rivalries are great games played by great teams over, you know, an extended period of time and with a lot at stake. And, you know, I feel like this has been the case in our rivalry with the Patriots. We feel honored to be on that, a rival with them. And I'm not sure how they feel about it, but we sure feel that way.
Just wanted to ask you one quick big picture question. You've been through so much in terms of personnel and all the coaching stuff, and to go through a regular season and overcome adversity. Does it seem as if February in New Orleans is a lifetime away?
Yes. You know, I was listening to my iPod today, and a great song came on, Tom Petty, Running Down a Dream, you know. And if you go back and listen to the words on that song, it kind of hits on all those things. You know, you're in the dark, and you can't see where you're going sometimes, but it's a mystery, but you have hope that you're going to come out the other end. To me, that kind of, where I'm at today, at this one moment in time, Tom Petty summarized it best. So You have my quote if you can find the words of that song somewhere.
I got Google. Coach, did you, obviously well-documented teams that make it to the Super Bowl have some issues getting back the next year for whatever reason. I'm just curious whether you perhaps sought out some off-season advice to kind of get some perspective on that.
Well, you know, you do, and you also realize that, you know, every situation is different. But, you know, I mean, I actually talked to Coach Belichick, you know, periodically. He's a guy that I have tremendous respect for and have, you know, just for many years. And I saw him at the owners' meetings, talked to him on the phone a few times. He gets down here with the lacrosse stuff in Baltimore, so we get a chance to visit. And, you know, he probably knows I'm asking him indirect questions directly or direct questions indirectly. Maybe that's the way to say it. But going against him, you know, I know he's it's always in the context of that, the fact that we have to play each other. But he would definitely be a guy, you know, talk to Coach Reed, and talk to my dad all the time. My dad's probably our number one, you know, go-to guy as far as that kind of stuff.
What was the most memorable, from whoever you were speaking with, what was the best piece of advice you felt you got?
I don't know. My dad's best piece of advice, he says, get the lead, keep the lead, you know. we put extend the lead out in there, you know, whether it be in the season or during a game or whatever, because we have not separated from teams in extended leads, and therefore they've come back and made every one of these games close whenever we have had the lead. So we had to tweak it a little bit. But, you know, I go back and I look at you look at it philosophically, or you look at it what it really means, or you look at it, you know, as far as win percentages in a game, it turns out to be pretty profound, as simple as it sounds. So, but every circumstance is different. Every day is different. Every personnel, you know, whether you get an injury or the guys you lose through contracts and all those things, I think make every situation difficult. The biggest thing is you lose players because your players are sought after. The Patriots have had to deal with that. We've had to deal with that. And the ability to, you know, keep winning through all that at any degree is tough enough, let alone getting back to the big show, which is, you know, incredibly difficult. So I think what they did a few years back when they went 1 of 3 out of 4 years was one of those historic accomplishments that needs to be, you know, it needs to be seen in the light. It's just a tremendous accomplishment.
There isn't a lot of it on film, but Logan Mankins had to kick out to left tackle last week because of injuries. Does he play at the same level, and how much of a credit is that to him if he does, that he can play both positions so well?
Oh yeah, it's amazing. You don't see drop off. I don't think there's anything Logan Mankins can't do. You know, from the first day he got there until now, he's even a better player than he ever was. He's tough. He's physical. He's a man in there, and I think he can do anything. I don't see any downside to him playing either one of those positions for them.
You gotta go? You got time for more, John?
Yeah.
All right, cool. When you look at the Patriots and their ability to play from behind, and then when they're backed into a corner, play almost perfect football. I look at the Cleveland game. They had no margin for error. Is that quarterback based? I mean, it's everybody, I know, but do you look at Tom Brady's being extremely important in that factor, that he's going to just be relentless at the end of a game?
Yeah, yes. I mean, he's, to me, that's always the quarterback drives that, and he has almost an unparalleled control of that offense. I mean, whether guys are jumping off sides or getting the play or understanding their assignment on the field at that particular time, really goes directly to the quarterback, and then they're not a simple offense. And he's able to get everybody on the same page in the most critical situation when there's so much on the line, probably because he's been in those situations so much and he has such an incredible understanding of the game. I think it goes back to him, yes.
John, kind of to that point with Joe Flacco, he's won since day one in this league as a starter, but how has he taken over as the leader of your team? I think outside perception has been, of course, in the past, that Ray Lewis, Ed Reed were kind of the heart and soul of the Ravens. Has Flacco become that for you guys?
Well, I don't think he's become them, you know, but he's grown into that leadership role steadily, you know, over the course of the last 6 years. I think he's on track, just like a Tom Brady would have been on track, you know, his six years into his tenure there probably. I hope he's on that same kind of a trajectory. But he's definitely, you know, a leader of our team. We have a number of guys that are tremendous leaders, but he's our quarterback. He's our leader. And, you know, I think he's a great player and a great leader and a great person.
Joe, to that, I mean, John, to that point, has Joe really embraced the concept of he may not be having a great game statistically, but he'll do a lot of little things to get a win?
Yes. To me, that's what Joe's about. And that's what I think the great ones really understand that. You know, that's what Tom Brady understands. So, yes, that's his thing. And you know, he'd love to put up big numbers like anybody, but playing winning football is the most important thing.
Follow-up, how long does that take for a quarterback to mature into something like that?
I don't know. That, you know, it'd be a good question for guys that have been around a bunch of quarterbacks. You know, Joe always was like that. You know, that's kind of how he came in, and that's probably the way he was raised growing up by his parents. You know, it's just kind of who he is.